Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Hey folks, Greg here. The regular show is taking a 2-week break, which means the usual powers that be aren't monitoring these transmissions. Now's my chance to do something I've wanted to do ever since I saw Pump Up the Volume. Welcome to Bootleg Greg's Pirate Patreon Radio. That's right, I've got 2 weeks worth of bonus episodes pilfered from the vault over at patreon.com/magictavern. Now, normally you'd have to be a member to hear these sweet tracks, but today Bootleg Greg is spinning them up totally gratis. This week's bonus features Arnie, Chunt, and Usador answering questions posted by Patreon members. Take a listen, and if you like what you hear, stay tuned to learn how you can join the Patreon to support the show and hear great transmissions like this all the time. Enjoy!
Hello from the Magic Tavern!
Arnie,
this is the Patreon!
You're right. Hello from Prop? Magic Tavern. Patreon.
Much better.
So I'm just excited. Let's get some drinks at the Parasocial and do another Patreon episode.
Hell yeah.
Yes, I thought it would be fun to answer some questions, much as we did with emails for many years, but directly...
Okay, Usador, what's your deal?
Well, you see, I was born of a conspiracy of rain and birds and fire and wind and squirrels that insisted that there must be a champion. So
squirrels?
I stepped
Did
forth
we know that?
Fully formed into the world, and I said, yay, this champion is here among you now, and I shall strive to defeat evil in all its forms, and naught shall stop me. Yay, I am an unstoppable force for good. So that's sort of my deal.
And what's your favorite word?
Bananas.
And your middle name?
The?
All right.
And Usador, if Ephesius exists...
What?
And the goddesses greet you at the pearly gates... What do
you mean when? You mean when?
Well, what do you hope they say to you?
Well done.
And is... sorry to put you
and
on the spot.
And then they'd hand me a steak, and I'd say, no thank you, medium rare.
And sorry to put you on the spot, but is Susan Doku with us here now?
Well, yes, of course she is.
Oh, yes, wonderful.
Yes, I'm well known for my characters.
I have a question for you, Usador, and I've got to say, I do characters sometimes myself.
No one cares. Just ask your question.
And, you know, I struggle with figuring out, like, what the right balance is for my own characters. And
sure.
So, what do you like me?
It's what a loaded question. When I'm doing a character, yes, I like you.
Arnie, you just asked that question to ask a question.
I did. Chun, what's your favorite curse word?
My favorite curse word? Buttholes!
Yeah, mine too.
Well, in the grandest tradition of Hello from the Magic Tavern, we're immediately off course.
Oh.
I was saying I thought we should... do an episode where we answered questions from our patrons who generously decided to become patrons of ours. And
That sounds way more sustainable.
And therefore demand our bonus content. Why, every month they come to us with pitchforks in hand and say, deliver bonus content lest you feel the consequences.
They do? Wow.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Pitchforks in hand? So they're going to rate my new album a 4.2?
If you're lucky.
Oh no, please.
They
Mercy.
Don't like anything.
Mercy.
They're fucking vultures. But Vulture, likes us.
Oh.
Well, yeah, vultures like you because they're going to eat you once you're dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's all of them. Well, do we have any questions loaded up, Usador?
Here's a question I got. Hey, peeps. Love the podcast. It holds a very special place in my heart.
Did you say, hey, Peeps?
Peeps.
Peeps!
Oh, are we sure that this isn't meant for the Peeps Patreon?
Let me read through this. I don't think so. Let me get through the whole thing.
Dear Peeps, keep on making them Peeps.
I thought it was maybe a question for Peeps Ravenson, who famously just dates everyone. You know Peeps Ravenson, the raven with the broken wing, and all the women are like, I can fix him. The real skinny raven.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, exactly. I think that good luck to him.
So I'm sorry, what was this Peeps
sorry, what was this Peeps question?
Hey Peeps, love the podcast. It holds a very special place in my heart because I have no idea what question to ask. I'll ask the Earth standardized interview question. What is your greatest strength and your worst weakness?
Ooh.
Also, could Chunt try to say the Magitavi intro again? Maybe he'll get it right this time. This podcast has gotten me through a rough time, and I'm so grateful to have gotten the chance to explore Foon with all of you. And then it just says, don't die.
Aw, that's how all letters should end.
Yeah.
Why do people write sincerely? Next time someone writes me, make sure you end the letter with don't die. That's a good sentiment.
Senator, I am very upset with what is happening in my district. Don't die.
Dear Mr. Policeman, I gave you all the clues. Don't die.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot to unpack here. I would hate to go over and miss some of these things. Chunt, could you try to say the Magic Tavern intro again?
The Magitavi?
Magitavi, sorry.
The Magitavi. I do have to say I'm a little embarrassed. Did I try to say it before and I messed it up?
Apparently.
Huh. Okay, let's see here. Let me get on my haunches. Pa, 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 pa. Peas and carrots. Prissy, pissy, pussy, pissy. Okay, here we go.
Oh, you really fucked up that vocal exercise.
Hello from the Magitavi, an improvised podcast from the magical land of Foon. Do we say improvised?
It's hello from the Pagic Pavi.
Oh, you're right. Hello from the Pagic Pavi. Podcast from the magical land of Poon. I can't do this. Let me just go into the main question. My biggest strength is my thighs, and my biggest weakness is my neck.
I would say my biggest strength is my mind.
Ooh.
And my worst weakness, like the worst weakness, does that mean, is your worst weakness actually your biggest strength because it's not a very good weakness?
That was yours like creme brulee.
My worst weakness is my mind.
Oh, interesting. What a conundrum. Well, I'd have to say my greatest strength is that I'm a conduit for the force of goodness. And then I'd say I have to say my biggest weakness is...
Worst weakness.
Worst weakness. I'd have to say my worst weakness is... caring too much.
Oh, wait, I want to change mine. My biggest weakness is that I work too hard.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one a lot. Well, I thought I'd start with this one just because it kind of ran the gamut. Sure.
We could spend the whole time on this one.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
right?
I mean, honestly, just the Peeps part alone.
Psst, hey, Usador?
Yes.
What's a gamut?
Well, you know, when you run the gamut, that's what you say when you mean to tell someone that it sort of covers a full spectrum of things from one end to the other. Now, what a gamut literally is, I haven't a clue.
Okay, do you think Arnie knows? Should I ask him?
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
Hey, Arnie. Psst.
Yes.
Hey, Arnie.
What's a gamut?
What's a gamut?
It's kind of like one of the trashier X-Men.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Trashier X-Men? Explain how.
You know, it's got like a bad Nolans accent.
Come on, Sherry. Tell us who Gamut is.
He's like a 90s guy.
Arnie, you're playing your cards too close to the chest.
I'll throw them at you. Ba-boom.
What? Ba-boom? That's not what cards do.
Ba-boom. They explode. My cards do.
Arnie, you're full of a lot of kinetic energy right now. You're all over the place.
It's my greatest weakness.
Your energy's really running the gamut.
Oh, you saw I did it.
Oh, you did it? Perfect. Yes. Well done.
I have a question from the Patreon.
Okay.
Arnie, has anyone been able to reach you regarding your car's extended warranty yet? Oh, shit. I mean, I have been here for over 6 years, so I guess my car's warranty has probably run out.
Is that a problem?
The car has been mostly destroyed by this point, so yeah, because I'm shit out of luck.
Right, but how would you even recuperate any costs or to hope to get something back?
Look, a warranty isn't about recuperating costs. It's about, like, spending a lot of money to hopefully someday recuperate costs. But it's not really about getting that money back. It's about spending it out for the next period of time.
Mm.
Oh. Hey, Arnie, you know, you and I talk all the time. I don't think we tell you about it, but it would be so fun if we could fix up your car, you know, your metal horse we're talking about, mm-hmm. and just drive it around Foon. Do you think it's able to be fixed?
I'd have to track the parts down, but, I mean, maybe, or maybe Usador could just, like, magically crunchimatize a car into existence, and we could just do a road... At the very least, we should do a road trip episode of the Patreon.
Road trip.
I don't really know the inner workings of a car, so it might be hard for me to conjure a new car, but I could go to the remains of your existing car and cast sort of healing spells on it, and hopefully it would start working again.
Okay.
I mean, what do you want? I'm trying to come up with solutions here.
Yeah. Here's my question. If we're driving around Foon, are there many signs on the sides of the road?
Oh, no. Arnie's going to read all those signs.
Well, we can't know that for certain. I'm sure that Arnie would sit there and not just inanely read things that he saw on the side of the road.
Well, next time we have a free weekend, you take a look in that metal horse and you try and fix that car bird raider or whatever Arnie calls it, and we can drive around Foon.
All right, I'll do my best to bring it back to life.
Zoom, zoom. That's my new catchphrase.
Speaking of me inanely reading things, Arnie, if you ever get back to
buddy.
Earth...
Are you okay? Do you have to go?
It's not a semicolon. It's just a colon.
Oh.
If you ever get back to Earth, would you still do the podcast? Given that Usador, spelled incorrectly, and Chunt come with you, of course. Love you guys. Roberto. If I ever get back to Earth and Usador and Chunt are with me, would I keep doing the podcast? No. But if I get back to Earth by myself, oh, yeah. You gotta believe. Oh, I've got all kinds of podcast ideas.
I think Usador and I would probably start our own podcast called Earth Stuff, where we just talk about all the shit we see on Earth.
Yeah, we would keep going without you. We could certainly talk about what are some of the things we did see on Earth.
Wait, Usador, I have a better idea. What if we just review movies?
That's pretty good.
Let's just do that.
Would you be reviewing good movies or bad movies?
I don't think it matters.
Well, when we were stuck in the 1980s for a while, I wanted to start a show where we reviewed fast food places. I really want to eat at Rax.
I mean, I'd rather Rax, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and I want to get a burger from Rally's.
Cha-ching.
What?
Nothing. I'm just thinking about all the money that would come in from these podcasts.
Arnie, I don't want to read this next question, but fine. What happened to Crapdoor? I find it awfully suspicious that after we learned he was possibly Usador's brother, that's not what we found out, first of all. He hasn't been heard from again. I hope he hasn't been transformed into some kind of crapping cricket or shitting serpent. Pooping polywog? Defecating dragonfly? And then someone else responded, I second a Crapdoor resurgence. We need to know he's safe. Double sideways overlapping X's protect Crapdoor.
Oh, did you, sir, Arnie, did you not hear?
No.
Crapdoor got married. I was at the wedding.
Well, good for him. That's great.
I officiated. What was it?
Who did he marry?
Peg a sore ass? Peg my sore ass?
Peg my sore ass?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot the name and I had to, it's Peg my sore ass.
Huh.
Well, you're closer to Crapdoor, clearly. That's
Do you
fine.
Remember any of the vows?
I mean, you officiated. You should know it.
Yeah.
I want to say A E I O U. Sometimes Y.
Nailed it.
All right, I have one here. Usador: lots of people using this whole colon approach. If you were able to put a number to your power as a wizard, let's arbitrarily say from 1 to 20, what would it be? Arnie and Little Squish, does this answer seem right? Lots of love from a longtime listener and currently power level 3 wizard XOXO, Fëanor, Conjurer of Sanira.
Huh.
Number 1, top of the charts, baby.
Oh, so you give yourself a 1?
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, the best number.
No, that's low. I think I'm assuming that's lowest from
the
1
lowest?
To 20.
Yeah, what a stupid system is this?
I mean, clearly 20 is the highest number you could ever have to classify something.
Hold on.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Burst through the ceiling. Be like Power Man, like 5,000.
I want to be the number one wizard, and I am. Look. When you rank people, who do you say is the best?
Well, rank people or rank wizards?
Well, either. Or foods, or your favorite fast food restaurants like Rax.
I guess you're right. I guess the number one spot is usually the best one. It's first place.
Hmm. Right. So, 1.
I mean, I would use like a 5-fork system.
5 forks?
Yeah.
Explain this mystical and unknowable system to me.
So, I would say that if a wizard was really tasty, I would give him 5 forks. And say we all... Let's say we all gave a wizard like 4 forks, they would be in the Golden Wizard Club. But if we all gave a wizard 5 forks, they would be in the Platinum Wizard Club.
5 forks looks like wizards back on the menu, boys.
Well, I will. It's interesting because in that system, it's not so much a ranking as it is a score. Mm. You know, in the 1 to 20 system, someone is 20th, the shittiest wizard, and I am 1. The best wizard.
Hmm.
But in your system, potentially the first 3 wizards, let's say, as apparently the writer of this question is the 3rd greatest wizard, pleasure to meet you, we could all receive 5 forks and all be platinum wizards, right?
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Arnie obviously quit listening to what I said.
Platinum Wizard. Now, does Platinum Wizard, does that come with benefits? Like, do you get cash back? Or, like, what does a Platinum Wizard receive? Are they accepted everywhere?
He's not. He's just not here. He's just like, let's just move on to something else.
Oh, are you talking to me?
No. This one is it just says spiced potatoes?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, John.
But what do we want to drink?
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, I gotta go with my classic King's Juice.
That's always a good one. Arnie, what would you like?
Red Potion, probably.
No, something else.
Diet Red Potion.
I'll allow it.
All right, yeah, we'll make an exception. Now, what do I want to drink? Oh, my goodness. There's so many options. I mean, I could drink the idea of freedom.
Oh.
I could...
Arnie, here we go. He's gonna list... every single type of liquid.
Mm-hmm.
I could drink water.
Huh.
I could drink alcohol, which comes in many forms.
He's got like most of the liquids.
Is it funny to you that water was second and the first one was idea of freedom?
But I didn't quite know the parameters at that point, so...
He gets frustrated, but this is why I don't listen to what both of you are talking about.
Spirits of
all both spirits. Of us. Oh, man.
Well.
Mushroom juice. Orange mushroom juice. Grapefruit juice. Apple juice. Banana juice.
Oh, his favorite word.
Juice?
Milk. chicken juice. Mm-hmm.
Let's just say chicken juice.
Yeah, I'll have a chicken juice.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait. The last question you asked about the spiced potatoes?
Correct.
Did they say, don't die?
No, I only saw one question come in that said, don't die at the very end.
The rest of them don't give a shit.
Not to be negative, but that's pretty fucking rude not to say don't die.
Right. Yeah. My heart was warmed. My cockles were warmed when I heard the words "don't die." I was like, "Oh, that's so nice! Thank you." You, please don't die.
How warm are those cockles?
Yeah, you might want to air them out.
I'd give him a 1 out of 20.
Ooh, don't die.
Okay, next question. John Murphy here. It is okay to use my name from Earth.
Is this the question, or are you just revealing your name?
No, this is the question. This okay. is the question I'm reading. John Murphy here. It is okay to use my name from Earth. Long-time listener. I am being discharged from the hospital today after having quadruple bypass surgery.
Jeez.
My nurse was helping me pee when I realized...
Slower.
You know, I've never had anybody in a bar help me pee. I was wondering if any of you ever had a time in your life when someone was kind enough to help you pee. Love you all. John Murphy, Milky Way Galaxy, Western Spiral Arm, Earth, Iowa, Ames. Now, the end of that, I didn't fully grok. I'm going to be honest.
I understand. Ames is what you do when you pee.
Oh, good point.
You got to make sure you Ames. And I got to say, Arnie, I hope you don't mind that I'm spilling the beans, as it were. But when Arnie and I lived together, constantly, I would be too tired to pee in the middle of the night. So Arnie would have to pick me up and hold me with my cockles out the window and then put me back in bed. So just picture Arnie lifting me up in the air, me peeing, and then him tucking me back into bed.
So if you want to visualize this or you just want to draw this, just imagine me holding Chunt over my head, but like pointing him out a window.
And Ames.
And then just a spray of urine going out that window.
Now, did you ever return the favor?
I tried, and I got a hernia.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And he got peed on.
Well, first I'd like to say to John Murphy, thank you for letting us use your name. And secondly, I hope you're doing well after your surgery. We're very glad to have you as a listener. Yes, and to answer your question, yes, I have had people assist me in the process of urination. When I first came into the world, I was a fully formed wizard with all the great magical powers that I have now. But I didn't understand everything about this human body, so I asked a lot of dumb questions. Oh, if only we'd had a podcast then.
And you know, John Murphy, I'm no expert, but I gotta imagine that if you have a very difficult surgery and afterwards, you know, a staff member is helping you pee in the bathroom of that hospital. And if in that moment you think to yourself, what if exactly this, but it was happening in a bar? I gotta imagine you're gonna be all right, dude.
Yeah, I hope that your quads and your ruples don't need to be bypassed anymore.
Oh, those ruples.
Well, here's another question. Hey, boys. As an earth connoisseur of the fine arts, I was curious. If you could have the ideal grand portrait done up of you, what would it look like?
Ooh, this is a great one. A grand portrait?
Yes.
Okay. I would say it would be me, of course. Not to be selfish, but it would be a portrait
of
me.
It's a portrait, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'd say I'd have like a brown bag over my face with little eye holes cut out.
Okay.
And then my arms are tied in front of me. And I'm hanging upside down from a rope by my feet. The rope's tied around my feet. I'm hanging upside down. But somehow the bag stays on.
Follow-up question. Why do you think this represents you?
I think because this is a fantasy I have.
Oh, okay. So this is more of an aspirational portrait than a portrait where someone goes, oh, they are the exploits of Chunt.
Yeah, I don't know if it tells my story, but I feel like it's a very horny image.
Gotcha.
And therefore is representative.
Got it. Well, I think I would probably be on a cliff overlooking a great ocean, and lightning would be coming down all around me, and my shirt would be off, my chiseled upper body would be shown to the world. And I would be casting fireballs into the sky as dragons and demons came at me from every side, and I fended them off.
Why are you shooting the fireballs into the sky?
Because that's where the dragons and demons are.
Okay.
Wait, can I change mine?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's me, and I have a blindfold on, and I'm standing on a stool, and then my hands are on my hips, and then where my genitals are, it's just a banana and two apples. Arnie?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, for mine, I don't want it to be too similar to Usador's, but in mine, I'm not wearing a shirt, and, you know, my pecs are huge, and I've got, like, a six-pack and of abs, and a six pack, probably. And my
arms are abstract art.
My arms are just huge and muscly, and I'm wearing jeans, and they're kind of tight. And my head is Alf. And I'm guessing if you've been on the internet, you've seen my painting.
Huh. Well, there you have it. Those are our grand portraits. Get to work, everyone.
I have another one here. Here's another Patreon supporter who has misspelled Usador's name. Usador: if you could slay one monster all over again to re-experience the adventure with a fresh perspective, which enemy would you re-slay?
This is an excellent question. First of all, thank you for getting my name wrong. It proves that you are a listener and not someone who just reads about this show online. Secondly, the monster I would re-slay, that's an excellent question. Chunt, this might get a little sensitive for you, but once upon a time, there was an evil manticore who had perched himself on top of a hill overlooking a small village.
Phew, it's not my mom.
It's not your mom. It's not your mom. But, you know, there aren't that many manticores in the world. There's a chance that, you know, there's maybe like 600? 1,000? You know, it's a small community.
Yeah, I'd say 775.
Yeah, so this manticore was terrorizing this village, watching them day and night, looking at them with its evil red eyes and scaring the children away. But it never actually attacked the village. It just upset the village and scared them. And they pleaded with me. They said, Usador, Usador, please fight the manticore. Kill this manticore who's terrorizing us. And at first I said, well, you know, it seems like maybe it's got a bad attitude. I don't know if that's exactly terrorizing exactly, but I'll see what I can do. I went up there to the cliff where the manticore watched over the town with its fearful eyes, and I said, "Ho, friend, tell me, what be thine purpose here?" And it just told me to fuck off.
Told me to fuck right off.
They'll do that.
Manticore.
My mom used to tell that to me all the time. I'd be like, "Can you sign this slip for a school trip?" And she'd be like, "Fuck off."
Right. So I said, "Me fuck off. What about you fuck off? With fire." And I set it on fire.
Nice.
Come back.
Nice.
I mean, the fire's great, but the comeback's bad.
What do you mean?
Me fuck off. How about you fuck off with fire?
Right.
Did you say with fire or did you?
Yeah, I said with fire.
From 1 to 20, that's a 1.
Thank you very much. It is a 1. Okay. Here, I'll act it out again.
No. That's bad.
Me fuck off. No, you fuck off. With fire. And then fire came out of my hands. And
fire part helps a lot. The actual physical fire helps a lot.
Be honest, did you go home that night and then come back the next day and say that to the manticore?
No, the next day I regretted everything I'd done. So this is why this is the perfect answer to this question.
Oh.
I thought to myself, well, I didn't really engage in a dialogue there, you know?
Sure.
You know, and sometimes you kill monsters when you're going through dungeons, and sometimes you think, that monster had a life.
Yeah.
Maybe had a family, you know? Slimes have the other slimes, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Am I a murderer?
I don't know what slimes do.
And listeners, you should know, I don't think Usador talks about this very much, but it's part of his life. Usador also defeats a lot of monsters through Slay Away. So I know the first of the month, a lot of times he'll go off on adventures and he'll go find an ogre and stab it and then come back the next month and stab it again. And it's just so that he can kind of parse that out, like kill a beast over 8 months versus all at once, right?
Well, exactly.
It's a little more manageable.
It's very swords are very expensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't want to, sometimes you're like, well, I don't want to use this whole sword up at once. You know, I put this sword inside of this poison hippogriff, and it's gonna, you know, the sword's gonna melt probably.
Yeah, and sometimes you want to rent a sword, so sometimes you want to rent to pwn.
Right.
So it's like if you're gonna pwn some fucking new beast, you know, you don't want to own the sword because it's gonna get rusty or dull or damaged or broken or stuck in the monster or disappear when it disappears.
If you get like a bunch of shitty swords, can you trade them in for one good sword?
Yeah, it takes a lot of shitty swords. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's like the exchange rate is stacked against you, so you know you're almost better off to use up the shitty swords because they're just so many, and they're breakable. Yeah. You know, they just become part of the system. Yeah.
You're just like, oh shit, look out. I walk out the front door and there are just like hundreds of shitty swords.
Right. Well, with the poison hippogriff is a great example. I decided to put that hippogriff on Slayaway, and I just put a dart in it every month. And eventually, it was like, can you fuck off? And I said, why don't you fuck off right out of here with fire?
Okay, right out of here is a new one. Okay,
yeah,
I'm getting better.
That's mixing it up.
That's a three.
How dare you? It was a one before.
Here, I have a question. Hey guys, excluding Titania, who is the sexiest person/creature each of you has encountered in Foon? Feel free and use my name in the podcast if you want, but not outside of the podcast. Winky face,
not
Sabrina Brandt.
Ooh. Wow, this is a tough one. I'm pretty turned on by a lot of different creatures. I do have to say, maybe the sexiest is a few years ago, I was in a field and I came across a rabbit who was wearing a dress and lipstick and eating a carrot very seductively. So I feel like that might have been the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, okay.
I do think it was trying to lure me into a trap, but at the time, I was very turned on.
Was it like lifting its hair up with one hand, like, wah, 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 wah,
oh, you know her?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and at the time, I was chasing a different rabbit to try and eat for dinner, and then that rabbit jumped down a hole, and then up through that same hole was this sexy rabbit. Oh, so sexy.
Can I ask you a question? This might seem strange. That first rabbit, were you at all sexually attracted to that first rabbit?
You know, my impulse is to say no, but deep down, I think I know the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is an incredible coincidence, because my answer is Jessica Rabbit.
Is that her name? Is that my rabbit's name?
No, I think it's a totally different rabbit.
Oh.
I know a rabbit named Jessica, who wears a slinky red dress, kind of long red hair. I believe yours is a blonde, right?
As it is a blonde. A slinky red dress? How does she get downstairs?
Well, head over heel, usually.
Whoa, that's not good.
Ga-ga-ga-gooey.
Yikes. Maybe, but here's the thing. That might not be how she died. It might have been an owl that attacked her head when she was at the top of the staircase.
It's not an owl. I'm going to save you 6 hours. It's not an owl, Arnie. That's absurd. That's right, your defense? An owl?
You know, mine, I think, the sexiest thing I've encountered is probably Rabbit Rabbit. Just the mind of the writer John Updike, I think. I think that's John Updike. Oh.
Beautiful. Here's another question. I don't get the chunt please line. Oh. I thought it was like bad word, which they have asterisk NT, please.
Chunt please.
As in WTF did you even think, or shut the fuck up. But the way it's delivered, it sounds more like, and one milkshake please. I'm not getting it. Huh. Never did. Please explain the chunt please thing for someone in Europe. Bella. Bella signed her name at the end, so I assume it's okay to say her name.
Is it possible, and I'm just making sure I'm understanding, when they say they don't get chunt please, is it possible that chunt please is just not available in their area?
That's very possible. It sounds possible to me. I always assumed it was like check please.
Oh, I mean, that's
check,
pretty
please.
Good. Yeah, I say, chunt please. But if I had to, Bella, thank you for the question. I don't need you to understand it, but since you asked, I'll answer you. I guess what I'm trying to say when I say chunt please is I'm basically trying to, in not so many words, I'm trying to say one milkshake, please. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the I think she's getting it exactly.
Oh, she got it exactly then.
Oh, she said that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
partway through it, she says,
please. Yeah, people can't see this on the podcast, but every time I say, chunt, please, a waiter comes and sets a big frothy milkshake down right in front of me, and I scarf it down.
Yeah, one milkshake for me, one milkshake for you, with fire.
Oh, that's good. I got to remember that.
It's like a five at least.
And then if someone orders a milkshake, so say Arnie or Usador orders one, what I do is I take my straw. And my straw goes across the table and into their drink, and I drink their milkshake. Or I could just order my own. Thanks, Bella.
Why didn't Usador just ask Chunt to transform into a giant eagle and carry everyone to the volcano? because the eagle would have been shot down. Next question.
You fools.
Is there a way to get Usador, Chunt, and Arnie to play Jackbox games together?
Jackbox games?
It Wait, is that dirty?
Arnie, is that something you used to work for?
Yeah, I would have to imagine. I mean, yes, but you know, I've been here for 6.5 years at least, so I would. I mean, if Jackbox Games was still making games, they'd be up to like Party Pack 8 by now. And what are the odds that would happen?
Well, Arnie, I don't want to burst your bubble, but I think this might be the first time anyone's mentioned Jackbox Games. So it sounds like ever since you left, they've gotten better.
Oh.
Anyone else want to plug something?
I'm just reading. How do wizard hormones work? Usador has romantic interest, but doesn't appear to be able to sexually reproduce. Why he horny?
How dare you? Why is the assumption that I can't, that I'm unable to sexually reproduce? I don't understand that at all.
I mean, we've gotten hundreds of questions that are essentially the same thing.
Well, I assure you, I am capable of reproducing sexually. I choose not to at this time. But my offspring wouldn't be a wizard as such as I am. They would be half wizard, half whatever I chose to mate with.
And you, sir, if someone wanted to carry your offspring, would they kind of woo you with a line like, give it to me, baby,
Yeah, I think so. I think either that or something like, fuck me, no, fuck you.
With fire.
With fire.
Oh, that's kinky.
All right, I've got one here. This is a really sweet one. I like this a lot. I've been trying to spread more love this year and make Aww. New changes. So what is one thing you love about each other, smiley face?
Wow, one thing? That's tough.
That was a long pause after I asked that. Oof. Well, here, I'll say, you know, Usador, one thing I love about you is how dedicated you are to doing good. And I feel like no matter how bad things got, you would do everything you possibly could to save me and the people you love. And Chunt, one thing I love about you is you're an adorable little badger, buddy.
Aw, thanks for giving me a nooge. A little noogie on my head. Usador, one thing I love about you is I feel like you're the most trustworthy person I know, and I feel like you would protect me at any cost. I feel so safe around you and able to kind of be myself. And Arnie, one thing I love about you is that you're an adorable little badger.
Yeah, what? Metaphorically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see. Something I love about Chunt. There are many things, but I would say the main thing would have to be your social nature. I love that you are always so welcoming to our guests and make it easier for them to speak to us and honestly, often open the door for us to speak to other people. The way you're so gregarious and happy and open and welcoming to people, I think, is a great gift.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Well, of course. And Arnie, I love that
Are there many things?
Sure.
With me, you said there's many things I love about
you. Right.
With Arnie, you just said,
No, of course, there are many things to love about Arnie, too. He has a big heart and an open and curious mind, which sometimes is overlooked because his curiosity is so often misguided.
He killed that cat that one time.
It was just a bad sign.
He picked up a rock and he's like, I wonder what would happen if I threw this at that cat's head.
So endlessly curious.
Yes. But I love that you are a natural leader. I don't think you see that in yourself.
Huh.
But you've really come and brought us all together. More so than you give yourself credit for. And I think it's important to point that out and to say that you are an integral part of this team.
Oh, thank you, Yusi. And you know what? I want to add one more thing that I love about Chunt. There's nobody more fun to sit and talk shit about other people with.
I feel the same way. Arnie, thank you. I feel the same way about you. And also, get your enlargened heart checked out.
I know. Oof. All right, I got one here. To everyone, what is your favorite vacation destination?
Well, I love the Isles of Migas. The spices there, they are unbelievable. And there's just beautiful beaches and beautiful clean water and just a fun time to sit on the beach with your big wizard hat and your big wizard shorts and just, you know, soak up the rays. And then if anyone comes along and is like, kicks sand in your face on the beach, you say, fuck me, no, fuck you, with fire.
For me, it's really any place with a senior frogs.
Oh, like an older frog? Like a senior frog? So like any frog over 60?
Oh, yeah.
For me, I think it's home.
Oh.
You know that island with all the palm trees and the beaches and the cocktails?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Am I saying it right? Hum. Yeah, hum.
All right, I've got another question here. Anyone can answer this.
Oh,
thank you. If you shapeshift into a nocturnal animal before you would go to bed at night, can you stay up forever without sleeping? And keep in mind, anyone can answer this.
Huh. Can you stay up forever?
Well, I need to ask a clarifying question about this premise. I presume they are meaning then that during the day, you shapeshift back into a, what's the opposite of nocturnal?
Ternal.
Emission?
Thank you. I assume you shapeshift back into a regular, like, daytime form, and then every night shift into a nocturnal form, therefore meaning that you wouldn't need sleep, which actually I don't believe would work. I believe you would eventually still hit an exhausted point where you started to go insane and believe that you fell down a magical portal into another world, and that you had met these other people, and really you're just sleep-deprived for many years.
Seems far-fetched.
Yeah, one time I stayed up for 3 days, and I went insane. I started to think that I was a scallop, and I was.
Oh. Oh. How was it?
Weird.
Yeah, I don't think... imagine scallops' life is pretty boring.
Yeah, the whole thing they have to offer is that they're tasty.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the shells are cool.
Yeah, but what do they do?
They cover up genitals and paintings.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that's an important job, certainly, if you are worried about seeing genitals.
All right, I've got another speed round question. Chunt, do you get zoomies after going to the bathroom?
All the time. Oh, I take a huge dump, and then I'm just like, whee! And I know it's annoying, and I know that I can knock stuff off the table, but I just got to get it out of my system. It feels so good to poop that I got to, you know, I got to get out that energy.
Sure. All right, I have another one. How's Chode?
Oh, Chode as well, living amongst the other horses out in the fields of Foon. Occasionally I get word of him from my good friend Grimhoof, the fifth fastest horse in Foon.
All right, here's one. Do you have a favorite inspirational quote? My answer, yes.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think my new favorite one, I had one, but my new favorite
That's not the question.
That is not the question.
Yes,
the question is, do you have one?
Yep.
But
okay.
Listener, get back at us if you want to know what they are.
Are you guys ever going to go to New Hog's Face and check out the new town?
Mm. Oh, I didn't even think about that. I mean, mostly I'm afraid of going back there because of how we left the state of things.
Yeah. They might be pretty mad at us. But I don't know. I think Gianessa would help us out. And I would love to go back and visit them sometime. We should definitely consider a visit.
Here's one. I don't have a question, but I hope you all have a good day, smiley face.
Aw, well, if you want to wish us a good day, you should have said don't die.
Oh, shit. Me have a good day, you have a good day.
Now you've got it. This question is for Arnie. Do you miss being a tiki mug? I have a huge collection of tiki mugs, and I'd love to add an Arnie mug to my shelf.
Aw.
Yeah, so... I do sometimes, and when I feel that way, I just try to fill myself with as much rum as possible.
Aw, you little 22-ounce bitch.
That works. How about we have one more question?
Okay.
No!
Okay, well, thank you for listening, everyone.
Was that a question? Was that one of the questions?
No. I was going to say this one. What's up, Tavern Gang? Long-time listener, first-time Patreon. My girlfriend and I are expecting our first child in just a few months.
Brag.
And I know how experienced you all are at making special secret names. What are some good Foodian names for us to consider giving our human Earth child? All the best from Chicago.
Ooh. Maybe a fun name like Lambast Reynolds?
Ooh, that's good.
Oh.
Finally, a chance to name a changeling child. All the power that it possesses shall be mine. Ah, yes, I can think of a name quickly if it's not important. It's just a name I'm thinking of off the top of my head. Emerald Power Blast.
Ooh, that's a great one.
That's a good name.
How about Truncated Duncan?
Mm, oh, that's nice. Too. I always liked Frenchy.
Toby?
Toby.
Charlie Kisses?
Charlie Kisses, that's good. Before we wrap up this episode, I was thinking I have opened the Discord up on my laptop here. And I was thinking,
Arnie, you fool! You've opened it up? We're ruined, we're doomed! Wait, what's a Discord?
Our Discord for the Patreon, like one of the perks of the Patreon, and maybe some of our listeners don't know this, is there's a Discord that they can join and post on, and sometimes we post there as well. I was thinking, just for kicks, I was going to post something into the Discord and see if within a minute or two anyone responds, but what
Discord, smash and subscribe.
All right, that's what I'm going to write.
You smash and subscribe, I smash and subscribe.
Now you've got it.
Discord, you smash. Here's the thing. I type very slowly.
Oh, you wrote you smash Islam. What is that?
No.
What is that, Ernie?
All right. I just posted Discord, you smash and subscribe. I smash and subscribe with fire. Did I do it right?
It sounds right to me.
I guess it's actually quite late right now while we're recording. I don't even know what time it is on Earth. I wonder if anyone will actually respond. Maybe this will be kind of sad.
That'd be fun. Let's just sit around and wait for somebody to respond to a nonsensical post.
Yes, yeah. That sounds good.
If you saw that post, what would you respond?
Delete. Unsubscribe.
Oh, someone's responding. Oh, it's Usador. Usador just posted, Arnie, are you drunk?
Yes, I wanted to ask, but I wanted to be discreet about it.
Heidi, she, her, responded, I'm more worried that he's sober.
That was on a Discord?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, Heidi, sounds like Heidi's up.
Yeah. This experiment was a rousing success.
Well, to be fair, you didn't really prompt anyone to do something, which might have helped. If you'd like, I could ask them... the good people on Discord if they have a message for us.
Sure. Someone's typing. Someone named Usador the Blue. Does anyone have a message or question for us as we record?
Looks like a big no.
I think it's really smart to post on Patreon to ask us questions and then read some of those. But then post live in the Discord and wait in real time for questions.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
fun. Yeah, the people on the Discord will be like, Jesus fucking Christ, I just posted something in this post a couple days ago.
This was an experiment. This was an experiment. And this is what I'm saying. Sometimes you meet an evil manticore and you walk up to them and they say something rude to you and you overreact. And sometimes we have to reconsider our actions in a new context. And then say, maybe the next time I meet an evil manticore, I don't have to destroy it with fire. Or maybe next time I want to type something into a platform such as Discord, maybe I figure out a more constructive way to do it. Now we've got a question. Yes. Does the carpet match the drapes? You know it.
Wait, there is no carpet here. It's hardwood floors.
Oh, but there is, Chunt.
And there are no drapes.
Oh, but there is, Arnie.
Huh.
Don't die!
Don't die, everyone.
As we send you off, don't forget, don't die.
I'm going to type back, thank you. Your questions will be answered in 4 to 6 weeks.
Now that's content. Say, did you know that Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon? Patreon subscribers get 2 new bonus episodes like this one each month, and a bunch are already waiting there for you. There's one where Flower talks to her cousin, also named Flower, a Usador and Spintax holiday special, and Arnie, Chut, and Usador exploring their friendship via slam books. It was a thing in the 90s. You get it. You also get ad-free versions of the main show, including current episodes and all the back catalog, and most of the previous spin-off series are on the Patreon now, too. Earth Games, all 3 seasons of Offices and Bosses, I Am Spintax, there are a lot of them. And in the next couple months, Usador's Fetching Quest, Hey Tavern Tavern, and Season 2 of Masters of Mayhem are coming to the Patreon to complete the set. Before you know it, Patreon will be the one-stop shop for everything Magic Tavern. And all that is in addition to the 2 new bonus episodes added every month. Plus, most of them have snappy intros by me, Craig. Anyway, to learn more and become a patron, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adel Rafai. This episode was produced by Matt Young. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance by Ryan DiGiorgi. This episode was edited by Anna Hoverman. Logo by Allard Laban. Theme by Andy Poland. Okay, the regular show comes back week after next, but join us next week for another edition of Bootleg Craig's Pirate Patreon Radio. Man, I should get a space van.